Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking, well, today actually, I get to record a day video because I'm still stuck here on the mechanics lot waiting for somebody to come to fix my transmission tomorrow. So I've had some time to kind of run around and enjoy my afternoon and find a good story for us today. There's kind of a new trend. I just found an article on EV.com, which I like because it's a magazine for women, but a lot of times they talk about things that women do that are crappy to men. And it's kind of like, hey, TikTok, and all of a sudden they've noticed that it's really cool, I guess, or popular to kind of treat men poorly and joke about how much men are awful and how bad they are. And of course, this has been happening for a long time. But they make it come across as if it's, oh, we're just being funny, but the message behind it is pretty crappy. And then I've got another article that it's a little bit older, but it talks about a woman that is of the girl power movement, a womanist, and she's all about the girl power movement, but she's also very upset that no one wants to date her. Now, obviously, there's no surprise there, as I think women don't understand that a woman can say, I think you're an awful, well, to younger men, a woman can say, I think you're an awful person and I don't like you very much. But if she's smoking hot and she said to the guy, would you still want to sleep with me? The guy'd probably be like, well, I don't really like you either, but yeah, I'd probably sleep with you. And so what they don't understand is they'll go out insulting guys, and guys are just kind of not really feeling it right now, especially when it comes to relationships. But they're still hooking up and they're still sleeping with them, finding guys that want to sleep with them. And then all of a sudden they're surprised when the guy doesn't want to date him or have anything to do with him after he's slept with him. And it's kind of like, there's no surprise here. So women are kind of falling into a couple of categories, it seems, recently. There are the kind of the traditional girls that are out there, but they're not the ones in the social media and they're not the ones making all the noise. The ones that are making the noise are the ones that say, well, we don't like men and men are awful human beings, or we just sleep with guys and we just use them and I want to have three boyfriends and I deserve the world. And I think that message going out is the one that's kind of sticking, and it's the one that I certainly read the most stories about. So let's get into a loss for men, but mostly loss for women, because again, men will do okay when it comes to the long term. It's the women that will find themselves when they get to be 30, 35 and older, they're going to find it to be very challenging to date the guy they want, because the guy they want is dating younger or fitter or somebody else. But this is, I wish I had saved the source. I didn't grab the source on this, but it's a chart and it says the experiences of men and women on Tinder. Women match with 36% of those they like, while men match with less than 2%. And so you'll see the men, this is on out of 100 profiles or 100% of profiles, men pass on 47 and they like 52%, which means guys are liking average women and better, the way they see it is average and better, and average or slightly below average and less, they're not matching with them. However, they like 40, or they pass on 47%, they like 52%, but they only get 1% that is a like or match, which means out of 100 swipes, you may only get one mutual match. Then, interestingly enough, what happens is a lot of times they don't return a message, or you get those, you know, where you say, hey, I read your profile and you seem really interesting, blah, blah, blah. So tell me, so what are you up to today? And they're like, nothing. The one word answer. And you go, oh, that's cool. I'm blah, blah. So tell me, where did you go to school? And tell me, one word answer. And guys are like, you know, just forget this crap. Like, I'm not dragging a dead horse around with me trying to make a conversation happen. Well, and this is why we talk the 80-20 rule. I know Coach Greg Adams, I know other content creators like Donovan, and some of the other kind of dating guys have said, we talk about the 80-20 rule, which is 80% of women chase 20% of the men. Well, we've joked recently that it's like 95% of women want 5% of the men. Well, interestingly enough, on this statistic here, they say that 95% of women pass on guys. That means that they find 95% of men somebody they don't want to match with on a dating app. Out of 3.2% of them, they like, but there's no match, which means out of the 5% these women want to get with, 3.2%, they don't get a like match, and 1.8%, they get a like and a match. Now, what's interesting about this is men are matching with 1% of all the women. Women are matching with 1.8% of all the men where they get a like and a match. So women really aren't finding many more people than the men are on the dating apps. What's the difference? The difference is men are shooting for average or better. Women are shooting for that top 5%, and they're only landing the top 1.5%. Now, if you have all 100 women trying to score with roughly the same top 5% of men, those 5% of men have, each guy has 20 women to choose from, right? So that means that these women, if they put out, these guys are definitely going to take advantage of it, but they also say, I don't have to settle down. I don't have to be with you because I have other choices. So I'm going to now, instead of the 80-20 rule, I'm calling it the 95-5 rule, and because it just mostly seems to be like that, especially if you've been on a dating app. All right, so the main story, here's one of the two of them. And this is from Megan Dillon over at EV Magazine. She says, have man-hating jokes gone too far? I would say so. If you scroll through popular social media apps like Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, you'll probably come across popular phrases and jokes like men are trash and I hate men but videos. And they do have one. I can't link to it because it's a YouTube video. And if I do that, I'll get somebody will mark it that I'm stealing their materials. So, but the link is in here if you want to see it. It says, though these are clearly jokes, it sends a mixed signal or a mixed message to young women on how we should view men in our lives. More harmful phrases like kill all, end all men and male tears are also popular, drawing a clear line between comedy and misandry. Unfortunately, misandry and feminism have become almost interchangeable over the past few years, which is truly sad because womanism is supposed to be about equality. This leads to the question, have man-hating jokes gone too far? Look, if you look at the first and second and even touching on the third wave of the womanist movement, yeah, we could say, hey, this is about equality. But if you've seen the graphs that I've put up about women graduating college at a higher rate than men, doesn't mean it's a good degree, but they are going to college and graduating at a 60% rate versus 40% of, let me correct that. Out of 100% of graduates, 60% are women, 40% are men. So they're outperforming there. There are now laws in California and even in some countries where a certain number of the members of a board or of the upper management must be women. They've put laws and rules forward to make sure that women get their shot. And if you look at middle management, and that was specifically middle management, I forget the statistics now, but in here in the United States, it was something like 52 to 48% women. Women had the 52% edge. That means they have gotten their equality. You're there. You've gotten it. There are no laws that support men more than women. As a matter of fact, if we talk about court systems, usually women are ahead in that. So what are they really fighting for? Well, the truth is they're not fighting for anything. They're fighting for control and power and to put down men just because that it's an easy bad person to point a finger to and say, oh, well, my life is hard because of this person or that person or this gender, or blah, blah, blah. And that's what they're doing. So they say, let's see. Man-hating is mainstream. We all know that the dictionary definition of womanism is a movement working for equality between men and women, but radical womanists today often ignore this notion, which is one of the many reasons why women are leaving the movement behind and embracing misandry, aka man-hating. Yeah, so the big thing is, again, it's very hard to say, oh, well, I want equality. And then when we point out all these statistics that say, you've got it, well, there's no point that they ever say, you know what, we're there. Everybody go home, pack up your bags. We've done it. Everything is good. We're all equal. Let's call it a day. That's not how this works. It's always a play for power. And when it's a play for power, you can never win. You can never achieve your goal because then you have to give up the power that you're supposedly or you're actually after. So again, it's kind of like, well, we're being like this until it's equal. Here you go. Here's your equality. They're not going to be like, oh, we've accomplished our goal. We're done. No. Why? Because it gives them power. It gives them money. It gives them movements. It gives them stories to write. It gives them pleasure in just crapping on guys. So a lot of women are going from the womanist. And yeah, I have to say it like that. Thanks. Because if I repeat it too many times, YouTube flags it. They're going from womanism to just straight out guy hating. This is the antithesis of the original woman's goal of gender equality, as author Kathy Young writes. a lot of womenist rhetoric today does cross the line from attacks on sexism into attacks on men, with a strong focus on personal behavior, the way they talk, the way they approach relationships, even the way they sit on public transit, otherwise known as man-spreading. And of course, when we try to defend ourselves or say something, well, it's called mansplaining, even if you're not necessarily mansplaining. Male faults are stated as sweeping condemnations. Objecting to such generalizations is taking a sign of complicity. Meanwhile, similar indictments of women, indictments of women would be considered grossly misogynistic. Right. So if we just were out there saying, oh, I hate all girls, but, well, you can't say that's a joke. That is unacceptable. You cannot do that. You cannot, but the opposite. And if men then find a problem with it and complain about it, well, we're fragile. We're weak. We're too soft. We have a weak ego. It's not that it hurts our feelings per se. It's that I do not like imbalances. If you say, hey, Bob can do this, but Bill can't, just because, that's not fair. I do want equal through everything, whether it has to do with race or gender or anything in the world. Being equal is primary. However, what you're doing is not equal. You're saying men are beneath us, and then when men complain, you make fun of them. And if they come back, well, actually, women, you know, they're weaker than we are, or they have their issues too. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? This is so unfair. Young continues, the gender antagonism does nothing to advance the unfinished business of equality. If anything, the fixation on men behaving badly is a distraction from the more fundamental issues, such as changes in the workplace to promote work-life balance. What's more, male bashing not only sours many men and quite a few women on womenism, it often drives them into internet subcultures where critiques of womenism mix with hostility towards womenism. Yes. That's with a lot of the guys going their own way, a lot of the incel forums. Yeah, they can get pretty angry. And that's one of the reasons why I don't do that direction here on my channel, because I think it is a small but very loud percentage of women that are saying, hey, guys are awful, guys are bad, guys are mean. I think that is a small percentage. The problem is no one's standing up to it and saying, hey, you need to knock it off. You need to cut it out. If you participate in this, I think you're wrong. The silent majority really needs to step up and start speaking out against this. When you're just kind of like, oh, that's a stupid meme, or oh, that's a stupid phrase, and I'm just going to move on and not say anything, it kind of condones the behavior. And that's why I think more people need to step up and step out and say, no, knock it off. You're bashing dudes for no reason. Guys across the board are not like this, just like women across the board aren't like that, and you need to knock it off. But it's not happening. And so that loud minority is the one that's the voice for all women now, because no one's coming out and countering it. So if you're going to write stories about it and you're going to read stories about it and women aren't speaking up against it, then I have to go with the assumption that women must be okay with this. So that's why we're going to call it out. They go down a little bit further, but like, where do you draw the line between humor and misandry? Let me read this part because I think it does have something to do with it. It says, let's be real. Most of us have been on a bad date or through a bad breakup that has resulted in us swearing off men forever and joining a nunnery. Jokes like these and that men are trash are often used in good humor, but sometimes these jokes contradict themselves and take it too far. Let me just say this, and I want to make sure I'm going to preface this so it's not taken out of context, but if a guy just says, oh, you know what, I think all women are trash, and all, you know, I had a bad breakup, and girls are bad, and all women are trash, right? Well, there's a lot of guys in this subculture that when you speak like that, sometimes you get banned off of YouTube or off Reddit or off other areas. You're swept off. You're not allowed to speak like that in a public forum anymore because they call you out for it. But again, when women do it, they have no problems with it. And that the double standard, look, I'm a freedom of speech kind of guy. Look, you can use whatever language, whatever words, you can trash anybody you want to. That's your life. I may not agree with you. I might even hate what you're saying, but you still have the right to say it. The problem is that when then the other side says, well, okay, if you're going to say that, I'm going to say this. And they say, no, you can't say that. And now you're banned, or you can't be on Twitter, or you can't be on YouTube or whatever. That's what I have a problem with. it's either got to be free speech for everybody, or you can't slander or speak ill of anybody. You got to be doing all or none. You can't just pick specific groups, because that's unfair. And men are noticing this. And that's why a lot of guys are saying, you know what? I don't like society. I don't like the way it is right now. Y'all want to say we're awful people. I just will not participate, or I'm not going to date, or I'm not going to talk, or I'm not going to interact. And that's happening in many ways. They say take the I hate all men but trend on TikTok, which TikTok is the flaming trash heap of society today. There's a trend on there, and it says the videos begin with a girl or woman saying that she hates all men. The but comes in when a man, usually a boyfriend or husband, treats her with love and respect or buys her something. The trend reminds me of the Paramore song, The Only Exception, song about a girl who swears off love after seeing her parents divorce, but changes her mind when she meets the right man with a little dash of misandry. And this was the YouTube video I was going to link to, but I won't bother. But it's basically because they're also singing a copyrighted song. They've got that playing in the background. But it says the joke contradicts itself because it shows that the creator of the video doesn't actually hate all men. She's likely had some men treat her poorly in the past. Most of us, myself included, have been there, but finally found the right guy for her. Like the popular phrase, men are trash, it's clear that these posts are meant to be funny, but it can turn into misandry and a drop of a hat. Before TikTok came along and men are trash became popular phrase, it was common to see phrases like ban all men and mugs that said male tears. And of course, End All Men, which was a story I did last year, that was done by a womanist on Twitter, and it blew up and had a bunch of likes and everything. So here, it's now a trend to bash men and to call men bad people and to say, oh, but it's all inequality. We're just having fun because we're womanists. Well, what is the outcome of this? What is the end result for women? And again, maybe it's only a small minority that's speaking very loudly, but when the rest of women do not say, you know what, you guys need to shut up and you need to knock it off, and this isn't womanism, now you're just bashing on dudes. Until those women speak up, well, guys only can say at that point, well, I only hear people bashing us. I don't hear too many people standing up for us. So I'm just going to assume all women don't want anything to do with us. The reason why this is important is because when you guys see these things around you, like Homer Simpson and on Family Guy, Peter Griffin, and in other movies and other TV shows where the men are the doddering, stupid idiots and the women are the clever, smart ones that get the guys out of, or the young 110-pound martial artist can kick the crap out of 17 300-pound muscular guys in a fight in a movie. When you start seeing this stuff and you're like, is everything against guys? Yeah, it kind of is. And so when you see that and you start getting upset about it, it's good to know that you're not the only one seeing this, that even a woman writer for a women's magazine is like, hey guys, maybe we're going too far with this stuff, and men are starting to react. So what is the reaction from men in general? What are guys starting to do? Well, number one, guys are starting to pull out of society. Case in point, I live on a bus. I can take my society with me and go wherever I want. Other guys are saying, you know what, I'm not going to worry about dating, I'm not going to worry about getting married, I'm not going to worry about having a family, I'm not going to worry about having a beautiful house or a fancy sports car to impress women, I'm not going to worry about how I look, what clothes I buy, I'm going to buy something comfortable, I'm going to chill out with my friends and enjoy guys, I'm not going to feed into the system. I'm not going to be the guy that's out there that's buying thousands of dollars worth of jewelry for a woman, or taking a woman to fancy dinners, or driving that sports car. All that money is going back into the economy. Those guys are saying, you know what, I'm going to save my money. I'm going to buy just the necessities for me. And maybe that means I can get a job that I find that's just fun and interesting and laid back. Or maybe it means, hey, I'm going to bust my tail and get a great job, but I'm going to save that money so that I can retire young and maybe travel the world. Maybe find a country where I can date somebody that will at least appreciate me a little bit more, although that's becoming fewer and fewer and fewer countries. Well, here's a young gal. This is from Bold magazine. This is by a woman written by a woman named Jennifer Lee. She says, I'm all for womanism, but it's kind of making it harder to date. Gee, I wonder why. It's because it's not really about being equal anymore. It's about putting down men and having power and control over them. She says, I consider myself a womanist, but I can't lie. I'm starting to notice its effects on my dating life. This doesn't change my belief in equality. I just hope that men and women can eventually learn to date in harmony, because it's pretty messy right now. Well, from that sentence, you might say, Okay, she's talking about equality. She hopes men and women can eventually learn to date in harmony. And it's pretty messy right now. I can agree with that statement. I have nothing wrong with what she's saying now. So what does she continue on? She says, number one, I'm hyper aware of every sexist thing a guy does now. Well, that's not good. She says, it doesn't take much for me to overanalyze a guy's intentions nowadays. I used to see a guy opening a door for me as nice and polite, but lately, gestures like this have been making me angry. I know the guy offering these acts of chivalry have no intention to make me feel small or lesser than, but now that my eyes have been opened to womanist theory, it's all I'm able to think about. Now, is that when I was raised with manners, I was raised with a yes, ma'am, no, sir, thank you, and yes, please, and being kind. My mother, when my mother and father go out to eat, and I'm with them, because that's the only way I'd know, or even when I was a kid and my mom would take me shopping at the mall to go buy sneakers and shirts and stuff, if she was a little bit ahead of me, she would slow down just a little bit so I could get ahead of her and open the door for her. Yes, it's a little over the top, but my mother is also, 77 years old, and she was raised old-fashioned, and that's just a kindness that men can do to show appreciation for women. Now, you might say, yeah, but what do they do for... Well, my mother cooks amazing meals and did my laundry and kept a clean house, and she did lots for me as a kid. And if I can open a door for her and say please and thank you for everything she did for me, we'll call that me getting ahead in that interaction. So here, if a guy's been raised with manners and wants to be polite and kind and just say, hey, you know what? I appreciate you. Let me open the door for you. She's instantly analyzing him and punishing him for it. Now, if a guy does that, date's over. I'm assuming, unless he's like super hot, and then she'll probably like sleep with him and not date him, because women will still do that too. But instantly she's in her head about this. So when that's the thing that's going on in your mind, if a woman opened the door for me, I'm not like, how dare you? Do you think I'm not strong enough to open? I'm just like, hey, thanks. See, again, it's like the new, I don't know, it's like this new weird religion where they just have to bow to the altar of womanhood. Like, hey, I've had women open doors for me. Who cares? Move on. It's just being a polite human being to somebody else. Guys are started to think, nice English, guys are started to think we don't need them anymore. You think? Gee, I wonder why that would be. Even though the womanist movement is pretty much the best thing to happen to this world since sliced bread, it's taking its toll in the dating scene. The thing is, I'm starting to get a bit of a standoffish vibe from guys, and they're like afraid to make a move. And I think it's because they think we don't need them anymore. I'm not going to go cry a river for them because that's something they're going to have to figure out within their own psyches. It's just something I've noticed, and it's a bit of a shame. I got news for you. When you get upset with a guy opening a door for you, when you go around saying, hey, women are just as accomplished and just as smart as men, and we don't need your money, we make our own money, and we don't need you for the bedroom, we got more toys than we could ever think of, and we don't need you because I can go get any man to meet my needs, and we don't need you, and we don't need to love and care for you because I can get three guys because I'm into the multiple scene, and I'll get one guy that's good at this and one guy, and we don't need you. One man is not good enough for anything. And when we see these movies and when we see the TVs and the commercials where men are weak, bumbling, fumbling idiots, but the woman comes and saves the day and I'll show you patriarchy. Yeah, you're darn right. Guys are like, you know what? You don't need me. Good luck to you. And guys are just going to tap out of it. And they're going to say, no problems. I'm okay with that. Now, many of you watching are like, I'm not okay with that, man. Like, I really wanted a girlfriend or I wanted a relationship. It is out there. But you're going to have to thread through women that are like this to try to find it. And some of you are still going to take that search. Others are not. And I'm not like anti-dating. I just say, hey, you got to be careful and make sure you fall outside the legal system so the court can't come and start taking your stuff from you because she wants it from you. But if you want to date, go ahead. But I'm telling you, a lot of you guys are starting to figure out that it's best to take care of yourself and make yourself happy and make your own money and be super successful and hit the gym and get some muscles and take care of your life, then if you're alone, you're fine. But then if you're a high enough catch for a woman, she may throw herself at you or sit in your lap. And then you can be like, hey, okay, this is kind of easy. I like that. But again, she's now like, well, I'm not going to cry, River. It's your deal. Get over it. And guys are like, I am over it. I'm not the one complaining. You're the one saying it's making it hard for you to date. I don't see a guy writing this complaining about it. Now, I'm sure there are out there, and I know guys that do dating channels like mine and others are saying, it's pretty tough for dating. I get it. But we're not in control of this, you see. I mean, we're in control whether we date or not, but we're not the one with all the issues. It's the women that have the issues, and this is just the reaction from men. They say, one little anti-womanist comment can completely turn me off. Well, gee, what kind of comments could that be? Maybe everything? When I'm out with a guy and he says one thing that's even remotely offensive towards women, I find it really hard to recover. I instantly write guys off if they aren't woke to the current social mindset towards politics and can't let it go. Let's just say I've gone on a lot of first dates that never go anywhere. Again, that's your hang-up, not a guy's hang-up. See, none of these problems she's relating are problems that men have, are things that men are doing wrong. Opening the door for somebody, that's not wrong on men. Even here, if, okay, guys are standoffish and they don't want to make a move. Why? Because every move they make and everything they say, you have a problem with. So of course they're going to be standoffish. Men are not comfortable saying, hey, do you want to go out? Oh, harassment. Oh, he's unwanted attention. Get away from me. So guys stop asking you out. If a guy leans in for the kiss and it's not consensual, but maybe he just got the signals wrong, instead of saying, oh, no, I don't think we're there yet. Or, oh, how dare you? How dare you? And gosh forbid, if a guy tries to invite you in for a little bit of romance into the bedroom and he gets that wrong, because then it's either like real bad trouble or the day after it's regret, and that can lead to a whole lot of... So yeah, guys are like looking at this saying, you know, the odds are really against me here, like every step of the way. You know what? I'm just not a gambling man. I'm going to hold off and I'm going to do me. Let's see. She says, it's like guys are walking on eggshells around us. You think? Now let's go back. If he says anything that's remotely offensive, like, I'd have to guess, but she leaves that as like, well, if he says anything that's remotely against women, it's off. Does that mean jokes too? Like the women are, I hate all men, but? So if a guy was like, oh man, my dishwasher broke down. Oh no, what happened? Well, she and I broke up. Like, okay, it's a joke. And yes, a womanist would find that offensive. Maybe that's an extreme case. But if you're just trying to poke the bear a little bit and be silly, isn't that the same as what the women are doing? Like, oh, men are trash. But again, one half can do it, but the other one can't. Well, if he's afraid to talk to you because he's not sure if you're going to find something offensive, and if he opens a door for you, or is he supposed to pay the check, or is that not equal? What if he does offer and you might be offended because he's saying you can't afford it? Or what if he didn't, and then you're offended because he didn't like you enough to pay the date? And see, here's what happens when you meddle with kind of the traditional dating scene. Guys don't know what's up. Every woman wants something different. And guys are going, I don't know, man. And if I get it wrong, the first time I get it wrong, a woman like this is either going to yell at me, she's going to bail at me, she's going to shame me, she's going to never talk to me again. I just don't know. Men are so confused right now. So of course they're walking on eggshells, because you are the one that broke all the eggs. Except really, it's more like the guy's barefoot and you've scattered the floor with broken bottles, and he's got to figure out where he can step without like hurting himself. She says, guys are feeling the heat and we can all tell. Okay, if guys are feeling the heat and you can tell, then you either have two choices. Turn down the heat on men, or men are going to get off and away from the stove. You don't think a guy's just going to sit there and take the heat coming from you, do you? We're not stupid. I mean, contrary to the way media portrays us, we're actually pretty intelligent. And even a dumb guy, after he's been beaten with a stick enough times, goes, no more for me, thank you. So if you're turning up the heat on men and men are backing away from the stove, you can't be standing at the stove going, where are you going? Why don't you want to be here with me? I don't understand. She says, they're afraid to compliment us. Yes, because that could be offensive. Or relate to us in the way they were always taught to. And trust me, this is a good thing. Okay, see, even in this sentence, there's a mixed signal. They're afraid to compliment us or relate to us in a way they were always taught to. And trust me, that's a good thing. Okay, so they shouldn't compliment you and they shouldn't relate to you in the way that we were taught, which is polite and treating you like an adult. So how should we treat you? They say, however, women still like to be pursued, at least I do, and it's unfortunate that by finally standing up for our rights and demanding respect, we're totally scaring men away. It's so messed up and totally a shame. Again, women still like to be pursued, and it's unfortunate that by finally standing up for our rights, demanding respect, we're totally scaring men away. So if a man compliments you, if a woman compliments me, I thank her, and usually I return a compliment. If she compliments me, how is that not her standing up for my rights or me not getting respect? Are you daft? And I don't, you know, I've talked about articles like this one before. Hell, I might have even read this article before. But again, it just goes to show you women don't know what they want as a whole. And since men are traditionally the pursuers, and men are usually the ones that come forward and say, hey, I have to ask her out because she doesn't ask out. I have to call her. I have to text her because women don't do that first. And then when they do, they're said they're being creepy or too pushy, or guys are just like, look, you guys have made so many confusing rules. I don't know what's going on anymore. And because of that, I'm out. I'm like, it's just not worth it. So she wants to be pursued and respected, but she's glad that men are afraid to compliment or relate to you. Guys, you are a walking contradiction and men know it. And men are not going to try to go through this minefield that you've put down, ladies, to try to get with you because you're not that good a catch. You're just not. Most men are like, you know what? This is way too much hassle. There are other women or there are other things for me to do in life. She says, I've been brainwashed to assume the worst in men. Yeah, that's what womanism does to you. And just from what you're saying up above, you're even admitting it. He opened the door for you? Oh, that's a negative. He complimented you? Oh, that's a negative. He says anything at all about women that you don't agree with? Oh, that's a negative. Yeah, you've been brainwashed and you know it, but you still don't change. You don't decide to change it. You just complain about men not pursuing and men not trying and men, and it's always on men. There's at no point a moment where they go, you know what? Are we the bad guys? Like, maybe we need to reflect on this a little bit. She says, all it takes is one quick scroll down my news feed, and I have enough womanist rants to last me several winters. I think I've almost trained my brain to assume all men are here to try to put me down and dominate me when that's far from the truth. I made it a kind of automatic reflex at that point, though. Right. So I have a lot of women, and men know that. And do you think that maybe a guy that might ask you out or might like to get to know you, maybe he's not on a dating app, but maybe he might reach out through Instagram. I've had women that have reached out to me in Instagram. I've reached out to women a long time ago when I was still dating. I've reached out to women in Instagram. Okay? You can meet people through Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or wherever. Do you think a guy that's scrolling through your newsfeed and all it is the womanist stuff, he's going to be like, woohoo, no way, no way. This is a problem and it's just a problem waiting to happen. I'm not participating. See, again, the women are their own worst enemies. They just don't see it, but they're still going to blame men for it. And then, again, when they go, oh, well, I hate men, and I don't trust men, and everything men do is bad. But also, why don't they chase me? But also, why don't they ask me out? But also, why aren't they masculine? But also, oh, wait, maybe they shouldn't be. Well, I dislike toxic masculinity. What's toxic masculinity? Well, you know, being too masculine. What's being too masculine? Well, it's toxic. But then when they complain about the guys that are asking them out, they're like, oh, they're too effeminate, or I want a rugged, tough, good-looking, strong man. You mean a masculine man? Yeah, but wait, they're all messed up. They don't know what they want. The debate on who should pay has never been more alive. Okay, I didn't read this all the way through, so I don't know all their talking points. So I made, I'm on the side that believes whoever does the asking should also do the paying. Let me read that again. I'm also on the side that believes whoever does the asking should also do the paying. Now let's go back up to hear what she said. She says, I like to be pursued. Where was it that she said this? I forget. But anyway, she said, I like to be pursued. So do you think she's going up and asking guys out? No, because she wants to be pursued. Well, if you're the one being pursued, you're assuming he's going to pay. Wow. How traditional. What a surprise. She says, if I ask a guy out on a date, I would expect to pay. Absolutely. If a guy asks me, I would expect he shells out the money for the evening. It's just the way it should be. However, due to the recent boost in womanism, a guy paying the bill could be seen as anti-womanist. And no guy wants to be considered a misogynist in this day and age. The song and dance of who's going to pay has never been more awkward, and it's making dating that much more difficult to maneuver. Right. Who made it more difficult to maneuver? You did, dingbat. You did. Because guys would traditionally pay. And then women say, ooh, equality. Whoever asks. And guys like, well, women never ask me out. I still do the asking. So is that right? But then she says, well, but a lot of women have said women can pay just as equally as the man. And if you try to pay, you're inserting your dominance or you're doing. So now guys like, I don't know what's supposed to happen here. And she's one of them that perpetuates that. And then she says, I don't like that they're confused. You're the one that confused them, idiot. I'm afraid of scaring guys off by being too womanist. Shocking. All they have to do is look at your social media threads and they're going to be scared off. The same way I'm hyper aware of when guys are being insulting towards women, I'm also afraid that I'm going to come off as too harsh and dominant, which could easily scare guys away. Womanism is something I'm passionate about, but also know how guys can get insecure when I talk about it. I don't know what to do anymore. So when she's too dominant, and if a guy doesn't like that, he's insecure. But when a man is too dominant and she doesn't like that, oh no, she's not too insecure. It's the man's fault because he's being too dominant. He's being too aggressive. You see how this works? Where there's something I don't like. Okay? There's something I don't like. He's doing it. So therefore it is his fault. Let me try that again. There's something I don't like. I'm doing it. So the problem is he can't handle it. And I don't like that. Do you see how this works? It's always shifting the blame onto men, onto somebody else. No self-accountability. Men are wise to this, and we know this. And you know what we say to you? F off. We're not interested. Good luck to you. And she's now seeing that because she's not being pursued, and she knows she's scaring men off. And men aren't interested in that. Men do not want dominant. Men do not want an argument. Men don't want to walk on eggshells. Men don't, that it has zero interest to a man. It doesn't matter if you're beautiful, intelligent, perfect body, all this wonderful other thing. Men are like, you know what? You're too much of a hassle. A lot of guys will not date nines and tens. I am one of them. Now, I can say that I've gone on dates with very attractive. Let me correct this. When I say nines and tens, I'm talking the looks department, which you would consider probably the most attractive of women. There's also nines and tens in the personality department, and there's nines and tens in the income department. I don't want to make it seem like a nine and ten just. But I'm talking about as far as looks, I've gone on dates with very attractive women. They were some of the worst dates I've ever had. They put in very little effort. They didn't have a lot of personality. They were kind of, you know, we joke around calling them dead fish. But the personalities that were nines and tens are always, or almost always, a really good date. Even if you don't look at the woman and say, oh, her beauty is breathtaking or she's striking. She might be average in the looks department, but if she's got a personality that's 9 and 10 and she's feminine, she's funny and she's sweet, she's a great person to be around. A lot of guys, I think, would rather prefer to date that than someone that's just smoking hot and kind of weird and, well, I don't know what she looks like and it doesn't matter because she's really not a very good person when it comes to men. She's even admitting it as much. And guys do not want this hassle. They want a nice girl, a sweet girl, a girl that'll treat them well, a girl that is feminine, a girl that will compliment them, a girl that appreciates them, a girl that will want to sleep with them and finds them attractive. That's what a guy wants. Guy doesn't care if you're the third best lawyer in Florida. They don't care if you make $1 million a year because guys traditionally don't get any of that money anyway, because the man is supposed to provide. So women think it's kind of weak to be with a man that she has to provide for. So women's money doesn't matter. Women's, I mean, their looks do matter, but it's got to come with a personality. A woman's job and how successful she is and how powerful she is, that doesn't matter. There's not a guys that are clamoring to date Oprah Winfrey. And she's got billions of dollars and has her own TV network and all this. There's just not a line. What women don't understand is that what she is talking about is the opposite of what men want. She's argumentative and finds problems with everything and gets angry at them all. And the reason why I'm using her is because a lot of women are like this, the entitled, men are worthless, but I'll at least sleep with them, but I don't want to date them, and I'll have as many guys as I want. That's why I'm reading this, because I think a lot of guys are seeing this. And those of you that are still out in the dating market going, oh, maybe someday, well, good luck to you. But a lot of women are turning into this, and the ones that aren't speaking up. That's my point. She said it's made us more separate from each other than ever before. Yes, womanism has separated men and women like no other anything else before. Men and women already have so much trouble trying to understand each other. But womanism has turned our society into a bit of a battle of the sexes. I'm not on their side or anything. I'm just pointing out that we're currently in a sort of us against them mentality, and it's going to take a while till it smooths out. Exactly. But you notice something. Listen to her words. It's kind of us against them. She didn't say it's them coming at us. She didn't say, hey, we've got to defend ourselves from these men out there. That's not what she said. She said it's a battle and it's us against them. She's viewing it as a battle. She's viewing it as an us against them mentality. Men don't want that. Men have to go to work and work hard and think all day long and make decisions and maybe make critical decisions. When they get home, they want to relax. If I could go back to the 1950s where I could open the front door and I had a wife that was happy being at home and taking care of the home and cooking dinner, and maybe she goes out and has a part-time job. I'm not against women working, but for me, if I came home and had a woman that I was able to pay for the house and the cars, and she could live in a very comfortable way, but I came home and I knew if I opened the door, my little dog would be there with my slippers in his mouth, and she would hand me a nice scotch on rocks, and she said, here's your paper, or in now case, your iPad, have a seat, I've got the news pulled up for you, relax, let me rub your shoulders for 3 minutes, dinner will be ready in an hour. A lot of women for some reason say, oh, that's awful, she's just so subservient to the man. Really? Do you know what the man has to do to put a beautiful home, to put jewelry on her, to buy the clothes that she wants, to keep the car that she likes to drive, to take her to the evening events? And I mean, if you go back and watch 1950s movies, I don't know about you, but if a woman was like, hey, if you just brought me a scotch when I come home from work and made sure the dog had my slippers and you cook dinner and keep the house neat, and in the meantime, I'll provide for the house and the car and you know, your needs and your hobbies and things like that, sign me up. Easiest life in the world. But women have been sold the bill of goods that somehow this is lesser than men. But this is what men appreciate. That's what men want. You know what's lesser than men? When a woman says, oh, I'd never do that for a guy. I make my own money and I do this and I do this and I'm equal and I'm. Guys are like, okay, great. Then I don't need you. You don't need me. And I don't need the headache. But again, they just don't see this. But they're the ones bringing the war against us. She says, every first date I go on, there's an elephant in the room. I wonder if that's her. I mean, I'm just saying. It's weird because we're doing the whole men seeking women act when we go on dates. But we both know this is the old way of seeing each other is on its way out. I'm not saying dating is dead, but I think we need to find a new way to be in a relationship without falling into any sort of forced roles. I don't think we know how to do it yet. Says the woman that pretty much still expects the man to ask her, pursue her, and pay for the date since he asked her out. I mean, you could break all the norms, ask a guy out every time. Go chase after the men. Then you pay for your date. You be the aggressor. I mean, if you want to break down all the gender norms, go ahead. And there'd be some guy that'd be like, hey, this is refreshing. All I have to do is put on a little dab of cologne and look good, and she's coming after me. She says, I swear all guys are approaching me less. Yeah. I'm sure you give off FU vibes like radiation. I'm sure of it. I am sure of it. And also, again, men are afraid to Because if they make the wrong decision, say, oh, I thought she was giving me vibes and she wasn't, she may lay into him. And guys just don't want that. It's already hard enough to approach as a man because you have to walk up knowing you may get rejected. It leaves the decision to the woman. But when women are getting more persnickety and angry about this stuff, yeah, guys are like, you know what? My odds of just getting shot down are too high. I just don't want the humiliation. And even if she says yes, it's not worth the effort. She says, is it just me or guys doing a lot more looking around than actually approaching? Times are a little weird right now, and I guess guys are afraid that the way they approach women might offend us or give us the wrong impression. Yeah, you know why? Because women say a lot of times, I was offended, and he was creepy because he came up to talk to me and I wasn't interested. You've pretty much said as much. I guess this is a good thing in a way now because guys have to rack their brain and kind of figure out how to treat women with respect and see us as whole people. That's a good thing, but it'll be a while until we see that as a dating trend. What? The two have nothing to do with one another. If a woman came up to me and said, you know what, I think you're a very interesting gentleman, and I love bald, shiny heads. Can I take you out to dinner? I'd be like, hey, how refreshing. That has probably only happened a couple of times in my life. Yes, I would like that very much. Is there anything in my head that went, how dare you not respect me, and you need to see me as a whole person and treat me well? How dare you approach me? What? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. So a guy approaching a woman, he is afraid of making a wrong impression. Because again, you're so entitled. But that's not because he doesn't see you as a whole person. This is why they're having so much trouble dating. Because their own rules make no sense. They've literally gone crazy. They're crazy in their own head. That's the whole article. Oh, Jennifer Lee. She's got blue hair, everybody. Shocking. Let me see if I can open her image. Oh, please don't tell me I lost the story. Oh, there she is. Open image in new tab. Now, it looks like she's got some sort of a cat's outfit, maybe doing a play. Maybe she's in a play or something like that. But, okay. You know, you get what you ask for, ladies. I've said it time and time again. And I know not all ladies are like this, but you girls, unless you women, because here's the thing, when a guy reads stories like this and guys see this stuff, and they're like, man, women are gone nuts. Like, I'm just not into this anymore. I'm so not into this. It's not just these women that feel the effects of that. All women will feel the effects of that. When women start saying, you know what, guys don't ask me out anymore. Guys don't compliment me anymore. Guys don't even say hello. I feel like guys are ignoring me. It's because these women are making men afraid. And so many men are getting burned when they're leaving or exiting a relationship because of the courts and everything that they're like, I don't know, man, it's just not worth the risk. The funny thing is, at the end of the day, women right now are being more promiscuous than I think ever in history. So the guys, supposedly, you know, adult work is okay work. So if guys want to get lucky, they can go out and hire a professional and do a little pay for play. If guys, you know, want, I mean, that's really in, for many men, the number one thing that they're looking for is a little bit of bedroom fun. They can just go out and save up some of their money and get it. The players, guys that are good looking and know how to sweet talk a woman, they're going out and getting it. It's just kind of the average everyday guy that did want a relationship that's kind of losing. But here's the thing, men are less social than women. So eventually men are going to be like, you know what, I'll get in a professional. Maybe I'll even have a girlfriend experience with one. I'll make sure I have a lot of guy friends and I'll be okay. But women are more social. And I don't know of many women that are like, I really want to work until I'm 65 years old and never want to have a man in my life. And I'm okay with just having kids with whoever instead of making sure it's a good dad. In the end of this, I think it's women that lose the most. Because most of the guys I know, while they may be disappointed that they didn't get the house and the kids, most guys, once they kind of get over that, they're okay. They're okay and they move on in life. I think women, they're their worst enemies. All right, let's do the dating profile of the day. All right, I didn't blur this one because this was on a Facebook post on Facebook Dating, which is publicly available to everybody, so I didn't blur it. This gal, I don't have, oh, I do have her age. She's 42. And she says, seeking high-valued man. Healthy and in shape. Make at least $60,000 annually. He needs a 401k and life insurance. No more than two kids and handsome. Somebody asked her a question, and she responded, I'm 42 with no kids. Never been married. Sure, I'm a big girl. I can go to the gym anytime I feel. But do I still have a shot at a high-valued man? Hint, no kids. All right. For those of you that cannot see this picture, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original one. Was it Veronica Crump or something like that? The young gal that turned into a blueberry, that got very round and turned into a blueberry. I want you to picture that. That's kind of where I'm at with this one. So she wants a high-valued man. He needs to be healthy and in shape. He needs to make at least 60 grand. He needs to have life insurance. Maybe so that when they get married, she has life insurance. I hope she has life insurance. No more than two kids and handsome. He has to be handsome. I have nothing else to say. A picture is worth a thousand words. I think if a picture is worth a thousand words, there is at least 17,000 words in this photo. Just based on real estate. I'll leave it there. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelors.locals.com. Great forums. We're making friends over there. It's an awesome community. There's like 18,000 of us. So many of you have been joining over there. I love to see your posts and your threads and your recipes and your travel adventures and your photos and your crazy dating stories. It's a good time, I'm telling you. You can support if you'd like to. It would be a great way to help me out. Because once I get enough people over there, even if YouTube yeets me over here, I'm safe. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, it's not you, it's them. I love these videos because it's just, again, me being able to put it right under the womanist's nose, the ladies in that watch my videos, the women that watch my videos, I put it under their nose, and you guys out there to put it on your nose. If you really think that it's society that is being pulled down by men, I might tell you to go out and look at, because everything was fine for a very long time, right up until the last few years when all of a sudden men are trash and I hate men and all that became funny. And now guys have learned and they're tapping out of the market and they're not sticking around for this crap. So here's the deal, ladies. You either need to fix it, correct it, or you need to start pursuing men that you want, because the guys are just not going to do it anymore, or at least not if they're smart.